Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, I think first when you see obviously rising rates here, you know, you think that, you know, the dream of being a home buyer is getting more expensive. Is that, you know, how you see it right now?
Yeah, rising rates, reduce affordability, and essentially mortgage rates since the end of December have more than doubled, which reduces affordability by more than half for people buying. However, one of the things that we are seeing is a pivot to sort of hybrid mortgages with, a five-year fixed and one-year adjustable or just adjustable rate mortgages, which is what most of the world uses. The United States is sort of the, you know, the primary user of 30-year fixed mortgages.
And then, you know, let me ask you, I know the biggest issue we've talked about in the past is inventory, you know, and especially Long Island. You look at, you know, any of the suburbs, you really don't see many houses on the market. Do you
right.
think that rising rates eventually will balance this, you know, system out where more homes are going to come on the market and there'll be more options eventually?
Yes, I think the initial response, buyers don't like uncertainty, but sellers don't like uncertainty either. And for many, they're wedded to the mortgage rate they may have enjoyed in the last couple of years from refinancing or purchasing a new home. So for them to make a trade up or, a move to another location, you know, the cost is more. So we have this sort of stickiness with the existing mortgages. And I think that's just going to take some time to wear down, so to speak.
Yeah. And then so let me ask you whether you think, long term rising rates could be a good thing. I mean, it's been such a, you know, the past 2 years, I mean, it's been so hot. Do you think that this will kind of allow things to reset, balance out a little bit? We won't see so many of these bidding wars?
Yes, I think rising rates, and in fact, I was saying this more than a year ago, that rates were too low for too long. And as a result, we've had this sort of rocket ship of a housing market in terms of price. I think mortgage rates where they're at right now, plus or minus a bit, is more of a realistic and sustainable housing market. The part that I think gets lost in translation is when rates go down, prices go up. There's an inverse relationship. So it's not as if necessarily with rates being higher, at least in the long term, it's going to really take a lot of the air out of the market. It's just right now the pause that we're seeing is from people concerned about uncertainty and, you know, whether rates are going to go up a lot more, maybe they'll come down. There's all this sort of up in the air. And I think that's going to take 6 months to a year to sort itself out.
Last question for you, Jonathan. What advice do you have for home buyers here in the New York area? For those that are looking at these rates and getting nervous about it, what would you tell them in terms of, is it patience? Is it is there a certain strategy involved?
Yeah, I think, first of all, rates go up and down, and there are other mortgage products out there in terms of some sort of adjustable rate. Consider how long you're going to be in your home. I think many people are not going to be in their home for 30 years. The average is somewhere in the neighborhood of 7 to 10 years. And think about that in the context of what kind of mortgage product that you're looking to when you're looking to buy something. Don't be discouraged. Just be patient.
Jonathan Miller with Miller Samuel. Thank you. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.